Well, Joe Tien and Deanna Haralick here, and joining us are Anna Rankin and Ariel Bierman. They are, I guess, the head honchos with Ski to Sea. And we've all been really wondering what's going to happen with Ski to Sea. It's going to be a huge race, obviously, again this year, but the snow is the big issue at this point. But first of all, welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I guess, well, first of all, let's start with the good news, and that's the race is sold out. In fact, you've got a waiting list.
Yeah, it was shocking. Last year, I thought for the 50th anniversary, we'd sell out for sure. And we got close, but not quite there. We were about 22 teams shy. And then this year, we sold out before April even happened. It was such a shock to us. So,
yeah, what does that wait list look like right now?
Oh, boy. The wait list has about 40 teams on it.
What?
Yeah, five have cleared. I don't anticipate more than another five or so clearing. So there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to race this year, and we're just asking them to join our volunteer pool and see what it's like on the other side and give back to the event that they love so much.
Is it a matter of not just, I mean, having to limit it just because of the capacity of the whole event?
Right. I mean, it really, 500 teams is almost 4,000 people. So, you know, that's 500 cars on the mountain and 500 cars in town. And, you know, although we get people to logistically think about what they're doing and carpool and try to cut down on emissions as much as possible, it just, that's a lot of people, a lot of people out on the bay, a lot of people on the river. And we just, for, you know, safety reasons and for racer experience, we wouldn't want it to be any more than that.
What are the logistics like? I know you'd said you had sold out a little while ago. I think within the past 15 years or so, we had a previous sellout. What are the lessons that you learned from that particular Ski to Sea race when it came to configuring and logistically trying to figure out where all these people are going to go?
It just kind of like works itself out. We have really good information on the website for, you know, one car going up to the mountain and dropping off your road biker and your runner and your skiers, if we have ski legs, fingers crossed. So we have a really good plan for people to, you know, pick up your boat and this other person gets in the car. So hopefully people follow that and it all works out.
Well, and the big question has been snow and what's happening up on the mountain. And do you have a timeline on when you might make a decision on that?
The sooner the better. We wish it was this month, but our contacts up at Mount Baker have advised us to wait until 10 days to 2 weeks before the race. So we're keeping an eye on how the weather's going up there. They just had over a foot of snow this week. So if it stays cool this spring, it's looking good. They're saying 70 to 80% sure it's happening.
Okay.
So we're hopeful, but we also have a plan B. Just in case.
I've never wanted a colder spring more than I want it this year. Sorry, everyone here in town.
But I guess if the race were held today, it would be fine.
It would be great.
Uh-huh. So it's really kind of keeping fingers crossed that there's more snow and colder temperatures. Yeah, keep
exactly.
What's up there.
Yeah.
What does that look like for folks who do want to do the racing portion with their potential leg up in limbo? What are you advising people at this point?
Yeah, so we made some update videos last week, and we're just keeping really good communication with racers, but we're going to replace those two ski legs with a mountain bike and a trail run leg here in town with a virtual handoff. So we're just telling teams to be prepared to switch those two ski people or replace people on their team with those two legs. We understand that, you know, it's frustrating for everyone to not know exactly, but it's Mother Nature and we don't have control over it. So we're just asking everyone to be flexible.
So if there were to be that change, and obviously, once again, that decision hasn't been made. Everything's on schedule normally, but if it were to be made, would the race still start at the mountain with the run?
Correct. Yeah, we would do a mass start with the run leg, and then everything would be normal. It would just be earlier. All those other legs would happen earlier. And then when cyclocross gets to Zuanich, that's when we'll do the virtual handoff to the trail run and the mountain bike leg, and then a virtual handoff back to kayak. So the kayak will finish as normal and at normal time, because I know you're down there every
that's
year.
Right.
That, like, you're like, what's my day going to be like here?
Exactly.
Well, your day at the finish line will be normal.
Right.
Yeah.
We, like everybody else, want to plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Will the finish line be the same? I mean, I've heard that maybe there won't be a beer garden, or will there be a beer garden?
There will be a beer garden. We were entertaining for a while a mountain bike leg from Fairhaven using Arroyo Park, and that just wasn't panning out. That's what we did in 2015, the last time we had to cancel the ski legs. So the beer garden will be there. All of our wonderful vendors, People's Bank is going to be the big booth to see again this year. Fred Meyers and Peace Health and the ski area will be down there. And we'll have food vendors. We have 8 food vendors this year. So a lot of fun at the finish line. And then the Fairhaven Festival up in town is going to be doing the same.
As for the race experience itself, is there anything that folks might see, any differences folks might expect this year than compared to other recent years? Or is it going to remain mostly the same?
Yeah. Yeah. If those ski legs happen, it will remain the same.
Cool beans.
But you're still asking people, you still need volunteers, I guess, helpers.
We need so many volunteers. And every year we need at least 500 volunteers. And I'm so impressed that the community continues to show up. We're asking anyone that wasn't able to sign up in time with the sellout year to consider giving back to the race that they love and try volunteering this year. So there's lots of options if we have mountain legs all the way from Baker down to Fairhaven. And it's not all on race day. We have prep days, we have course clearing, we have packet pickup at the ferry terminal. So there's lots of options and the need is quite high.
Okay.
I think we have about 200 of the 500 people we need right now.
Almost half. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. We would like it to see 2/3.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, if you can volunteer. So, like you say, it doesn't necessarily have to be on race day, but I suppose that's when you need the bulk of people.
Correct. Definitely. And if we end up having to go with Plan B, we're going to need about 60 more volunteers. So just keep that in mind, everyone.
Is there training ahead of time involved if you volunteer?
There's some training involved, depending on where you are. And we have a wonderful race committee that helps set up Zoom meetings that will go over any sort of details and logistics.
Well, where should people, where should they go? I guess to the Ski to See website?
Ski to See website. Go to skitosee.com/volunteer. And there's a button down there for you that goes over all the different dates and different shifts available.
And all volunteers get a t-shirt and a lunch.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's a great incentive.
Yeah, we like to show our appreciation. Yeah.
It's not just you're volunteering for the cause. You're volunteering with a little bit of sustenance in your body and a t-shirt to mark that you're doing the thing.
Exactly. So many good reasons.
Well, we're really excited to bring the race again this year. Oh, and what about the 50, teams from all 50 states?
Yeah. So last year I was on a huge campaign to try to get 50 teams for 50 years, a racer from every state, and we got all but 10. We got 40 states. And so this year so far, we have 3 new states, and there's still about 1,800 people that need to register, so one of those other ones might pop up. But yeah, we have 7 to go, and every year I just kind of keep plugging away until I refuse to retire until we get all 50 states, even if I have to go to Alabama and find someone to come take place in the race.
Well, good luck to everybody involved, and great to get the update. So I guess let us know what things are looking like here in just a few weeks.
Well, yeah, we appreciate you always being there and covering the race for us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
May 26th. We should probably mention that.
Oh, that's
Memorial,
right.
Memorial Weekend.
Exactly, the traditional Sunday of Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, and we do Junior Ski to See now, so that's May 11th.
That's right.
And so we need volunteers and racers for that too. That is not sold out. So if you have youth from 3rd to 12th grade,
get
sign
them
up
there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go to skitosee.com/junior race
for that one, and then skitosee.com for just general information.
All right. Well, Anna Rankin and Ariel Bierman with Ski to See. Great to talk to both of you, and we'll see you out there on the course.
Thanks so much
for
having
you.
Us.
Yeah, appreciate it.